now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round two recap for this week's Charles Schwab Challenge. And joining me to break it all down, Greg Ducharme is here. Greg, what up?
What's going on, Rick? All good here on my end. Charles Schwab Challenge underway. Here we go.
We had a 2.5 hour rain delay, Greg. So we are technically still going on out there. Jordan Spieth, who we're going to talk plenty about, has 4 holes to go. So that's generally where we're at. If something changes from the time that we're speaking to when the round actually ends, I think people can send their complaints to their local trash can.
Yeah, that's a good place. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what did you guys talk about? I didn't get a chance to listen yesterday. What did you guys talk about?
Spieth, Sergio.
I thought so.
That was basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. I figured you guys would have a big Jordan discussion. But what did you think so far, Rick?
It's been good. So, I mean, listen, I like Colonial. It's a course that I think rewards good shots. I like that if you're a little bit you're struggling a little bit off the tee, you can get yourself in some awkward spots. I think it's a very fair course, and guys are taking advantage of it. I don't know if we expected scores to be necessarily this low through 2 rounds, although there's really 2 guys who are kind of extending from the rest of the pack a little bit.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you look at scoring, is this really that? Are guys really going that low? You have one guy at 11 under, one guy at 10 under. Jordan did just make a birdie. He made a birdie at 14, so he's at 11 under. But yeah, a lot of guys. I mean, if you're sitting at 5 under, you're tied 11th right now. So I mean, 6 under is top 10. That's not that low. I think part of that had to do with some windy conditions yesterday, and then today with a little bit less wind and some, a very soft golf course that we've had, you've seen a little bit better scoring. But all in all, I think it's quite a test for the players, this kind of old school style golf course. It's a little more punishing off the tee, should you miss, with the trees and the rough.
It certainly is, and we have to talk about the top of the leaderboard. But before I do that, so the Champions League final is set as Manchester City will take on Chelsea in the biggest soccer match of the year, and it's the K Galazzo podcast that has you covered. Luis Miguel Echegaray welcomes soccer experts every single episode to give game predictions, betting tips, players to watch, post-match analysis, and much, much more. Find K Galazzo wherever you're listening to this show and on YouTube as well. The UCL final is here, and K Galazzo has you covered. Sounds like K Galazzo is the first cut for soccer.
What a name. It's just a great name. And I like the way you say it, Rick. It's very, very, very good work.
I had to get the pronunciation from Jacob like 6 weeks ago, and I've been practicing ever since. So
yeah, I mean, you sound like you could do a soccer or football podcast.
That's correct. I would never call it soccer. I would call it football or the beautiful game if I was ever on there. Jordan Spieth atop the leaderboard. As you mentioned, Greg, he just made birdie on 14 and he is in a fairway bunker on 15 and he is 11 under par, which is 1 shot clear of Jason Kokrak, who is another 2 shots clear of the Chasers at 8. Let's talk about Jordan. Let's talk about his history at Colonial, because we probably should have seen this coming. The guy literally rolls out of bed, finishes inside the top 10 here, and he's at it again.
Yeah, he definitely understands how to play the golf course. It's perfect for him. The way that it asks for strategy, it asks for kind of a pretty well-rounded game, as we talked about earlier in the week. And that's what Jordan does. Jordan is, maybe he's not the best driver of the golf ball. He hit 7 fairways yesterday, hit 6 so far today, but he has been a gainer. And right now he's gained nearly 2 shots off the tee. So he's gaining off the tee. He's 4th tee to green right now, but he's gaining approaching the green, he's gaining around the green, he's gaining on the greens, and that's what you get for a leader. He is strong in every single area, and it speaks to what not only where Jordan's game is, but also what it takes to do well at Colonial.
Yeah, he's been absolutely magnificent. And dare I say, leaving strokes out there, because the very observant producer Jacob has said he has not made a birdie or an eagle on any par five this week. He is playing the par fives, especially number one. That's the easiest hole on the course, even par. So you could argue he's leaving some strokes out there, Greg.
Yeah, I would say. But at the same time, you know, you make a couple of 20 footers, you have the putting day that he had yesterday,
and, yeah, and it's hard to complain.
It balances it out, right? So this brings up the old famous line, one of my very favorite lines: "It is what it is." So this is exactly where he is. He probably has holed a couple more putts than he has been in past weeks, not taking advantage of the par fives. It balances out to a guy who's on top of the leaderboard.
Now, I think they're going to be able to finish this tonight. They've got about an hour more of daylight, but it would really stink for Spieth to have to play like half a hole tomorrow morning at 6:30 when his tee time is probably going to be closer to 2:00. So there is plenty of incentive, especially for that group, to get this thing in tonight.
Well, I'll tell you, it looks like just watching on the shot tracker now, they're moving along pretty quick. He's already made a birdie. He made a birdie right where we started. He hit it into a bunker. Now he's already on the green. He's already on the green at 15. So, yeah, with an hour of daylight left, you got a birdie putt to roll in. You won't have a par putt to deal with if you're Spieth. And then you got to play just a couple more holes. So I think at least Spieth has a pretty good chance of getting it all in.
One shot back at the moment, and in at 10 under is Jason Kokrak, who posted early on Friday. He's got back-to-back 65s, and we've seen this from Kokrak at times. I think back to what he did at Shadow Creek. He can kind of get hot, put himself on top of the leaderboard, and you know, there's little reason to think he's going to be going away, because he's one of the best players in strokes gained tee to green so far through two rounds.
Leading right now as we speak, but and the other thing, Rick, is he's not great around the green. He's basically at a zero right now around the greens, and on the year I would say that's his weakness, the short game, but he's a really good ball striker. He drives it long and quite accurately, and he's a pretty good iron player as well. This week he's excelling in both of those areas. He's fourth approaching the green, he's third off the tee as we speak. But what the biggest difference for Jason Kokrak so far this year, and it's been kind of a similar story this week, is the putting. He's all the way up to seventh on the PGA Tour in strokes game putting. When you have a guy that hits it as long as he does and is as solid a ball striker as he is, look out, because he's going to continue to give himself looks and opportunities. And when he puts it all together like he is right now, this is exactly where he's going to find himself.
Couple of big movers on the day: Maverick McNealy and Charlie Hoffman. They both went out early. McNealy shot a 7-under 63. It moved him from 41st to, at the moment, a tie for sixth. And Charlie Hoffman, Greg, added again in Texas, shooting a 8-under 62 to move him from 57th to currently a tie for sixth. Plenty of low scores were out there, especially this morning, and these two guys took advantage of it.
Charlie Hoffman is just unbelievable. I mean, I didn't quite know what to think about
him. I love this guy. I love him.
Where do you rank him this year on the PGA Tour? Like this calendar year, is he a top 10 player?
So he's the 2021 Harris English. Harris English in 2020, like if you looked at his stats, was like the 11th best player on tour. He was like 11th in strokes gained total. And like, that's what you're getting with Charlie Hoffman right now. And Harris English did not have a win to show for it. Now he would eventually go on to win the Tournament of Champions, the first event of 2021. And Charlie Hoffman might not have a win to show for it this year. We'll see. Maybe he shuts me up with that on Sunday, but he is that type of consistently good player that no one wants to really say that he's a top 10 player.
Right. And I think part of that is very similar to Harris English last year, the big events. I know Harris English had a nice event at the Northern Trust in the playoffs, but you're not familiar with seeing Charlie Hoffman's name near the top, at least in recent years, of the really big events. I mean, after round one of the Masters, you're used to seeing it, but it's been a while since we've seen him, you know, leading the way in a major championship. So we haven't seen him in the really big events stand up to it. But if he can, if he can keep this up in an event like this, I think this would be a nice kind of rung up for him. And there are a number of really big events coming up through the year. And if he could just continue what he's doing, I think he's set up for a I think he could win a really big event. I think he's just that kind of player. And this week, Rick, a 62 today, you always think, well, okay, he's probably going to fall off tomorrow. It's probably not going to be that kind of a day again tomorrow. But Charlie Hoffman has been playing so well. The confidence is so high. I don't think this is like a surprise for him. I think a 62 is probably what he's regularly shooting in his practice rounds at home. So I kind of expect more of the same for the rest of this week.
Okay, well, our friends over at William Hill have been updating the odds live, and I want to talk through them, but first we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
And we're back. William Hill, as we should expect, currently has Jordan Spieth at -125 on a Friday evening with about three holes and one putt to play. So it is essentially, Greg, what William Hill is saying is it is Jordan Spieth versus the field. Those are the implied odds. Let's get your take on that first before we look at some of the names further down the board.
Well, it's fair. He's the best player in the field. He's the best player in the world right now. So I completely understand where they're coming from with that. And he also happens to be the most popular player in the field. So all those things we talk about all the time, why are odds the way they are? It's not a prediction of what's going to happen necessarily. So it makes sense that Jordan's on the top. But you got to watch out for a Jason Kokrak and a Charlie Hoffman, two other guys we've talked about, among others. But these two players are well-rounded enough.
Did we lose Greg? Or did we lose me?
Sounds like we lost Greg.
Oh, Jacob's there. So, okay. I think we lost Greg.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No.
Oh, no. He was in the midst of something heavy. He was referring to Charlie Hoffman at 18-1, who is currently 7-under par. That's 4 back of Jordan Spieth. And he was referring to Jason Kokrak at 5.5-1, who's currently 1 shot back. And I'm just trying to vamp and see if we can get Greg back here, but I'm not sure we're going to have him, Jacob.
I don't know if we are going to have him. Tell me what you think about Charlie Hoffman today. He gains 4.6, is what I'm saying, 4.6 strokes gained putting today, which like usually that throws the model off. But he also gained over 3 strokes on approach. I don't know what to make of Chuck.
Well, that's how you go out and shoot a 62 or whatever he shot, right? Where you're one of the best players on approach and you're one of the best players on the putting surfaces. So it is certainly reasonable that the putter will regress, but it's probably why he has staying power is because he was great in ball striking again on Friday. And he has been one of the best ball strikers on tour since the calendar turned to 2021. So I'm pretty optimistic about Charlie Hoffman. He might be trying to chase down, an unstoppable force in Jordan Spieth, but I don't think Charlie Hoffman's going anywhere this weekend.
I would for the hope of my one and done selection, I would really hope that you are correct there. I'm getting a taxi from Greg. He should be coming along in a second here, but let's say if you got these guys at the top here, who do you like? Oh no, that's Greg calling me right now.
He's a caller. Yeah,
he's a caller. Who do you like at the top right now? That's not Jordan Spieth. Let's presume you don't want to lay the -125.
All right, let's do that. Colin Morikawa still is interesting to me. Now he's unfortunately, I'm worried that he's too many shots back. But what he's been doing, and I watched a lot of his Friday round two because he was on the featured groups. He was striking it beautifully, and of course the putter is always going to act up. He made a couple of unforced errors on 3 and 4, made bogey on both of those. If he was sitting at 7-under, I'd feel a lot better about this. But we have seen Morikawa put together stretches of golf that are really inhuman. You know, what he did to win the PGA Championship, he was actually a guy, and I don't know if we said it on the Tuesday show or on the Monday show. But if you've been blindly betting Colin Morikawa over the course of his career, you are probably making a lot of money. Not only is he winning at a prolific rate, but he is also doing it with generally longer odds than a lot of the top tier guys. Colin Morikawa routinely comes in 25, 30 to one in fields like this. He's going to be 16 or 18. He's never really going to get down to that 8 or 10 or 12 number. So Morikawa is a guy that if you've been blindly betting, you've probably been making quite a bit of cash. What are we thinking here? Should I just shut this down? Are we done with Greg? Producer Look, Jacob?
I mean, Greg bailed on us. He said it's Friday night and Memorial Day weekend. He said, you know what? I'm done. My internet just crutted out on me, so I'm going to get out. So I think we're cool to get out to.
All right, here's the update. Jordan Spieth makes par on 15. He's got three shots to go as we sign off here. The cut line, I'm just going to go on record. I think the plus ones are safe. We'll find out as the rest of the evening goes on. But for now, that'll do it. We'll be back after round three and after round four to break it all down. Big thanks, producer Jacob, not only doing all the hard work behind the scenes, but in front of the scenes tonight. Greg Ducharme, you can find him on Twitter at TheRealGFD, and you can find me at RickRunGood. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.